Hello everyone and welcome to episode 50 of the Tuts Experience podcast, hosted by yours truly, Kieran Tussiott. I hope you are all well and a very Merry Christmas to you all and a Happy New Year. Yes, welcome to the Personal Journal podcast of yours truly, Kieran Tussiott, where I share my hobbies and my life with you almost on a weekly basis again now. Yay! And it's of course great to be with you. I'm doing a very special episode this year, and this week, shall we say, slightly too big to sort of talk about the whole year, but certainly this week and today, Sunday the 20th of December 2015, I would like to concentrate on the show on ITV called The X Factor. Yes. Now, the interesting thing this year, in 2015, is the fact that the winner of the X Factor this year, Louisa Johnson, has had one of the biggest X Factor flops ever. And in how I say that is the fact that it didn't get to number one. It's only got to number nine in the UK charts. And to be honest with you, I just really want to sort of like lend my opinion to you all and show you all that, and I'm sure many of you are aware anyway, that the X Factor is such a played out concept in 2015. Now, the series started back in 2004. It started on the 4th of September 2004, with a presenter of Kate Thornton, and they had main judges, of course, which was Louis Walsh, Sharon Osbourne, and Simon Cowell. And they had a special guest judge that year of Paula Abdul. And basically, ever since the start, it was strong until about 2008, and then it started to go a little bit downhill. In some respects, you could probably say, at least in my perspective, looking at the current winners of that, that James Arthur I'd say Little Mix really was the most successful last winner of the X Factor. So we're going to have a look in chronologic order this week on the X Factor and talk a little bit of that, and just at how really it's gone from strength to almost complete stupidity. The ratings have been falling year on year, and yeah, it's just showing how much it doesn't really mean anything at all. Certainly in, well, at least it doesn't mean anything in the charts, it doesn't mean anything musically, and it's just bleh. So, just for people who aren't sure about The X Factor or what it really is, The X Factor is a British reality television music competition to find a new singing talent, contested by aspiring singers dawning from public auditions. Created by Simon Cowell, the show began in 2004 and has since aired annually from August, September until December. The show is produced by Fremantle Media Thames, previously Talkback Thames, and Cowell's production company Psycho TV, TV.com. TV, yes. Forget about the .com. Yeah, that's habit there. It is a British broadcast on UK TV network and simulcast also to TV3 in Ireland. The X Factor refers to the undefinable something that makes for star quality. The show is currently presented by Ollie Mertz and Caroline Flack, and the series consists of auditions, boot camp, judges' houses, several weeks of live TV shows, semi-finals and a final. And after the show's success, it then become an international franchise, allowing a similar format. A series has a spin-off behind the series show called The X Factor, which airs directly after the main show on ITV2. Okay. Now, the interesting things about this too is that it actually does have international broadcasts. Now, it's on in Brazil, Canada, Denmark, Ireland, as it is with the UK, Malta, Poland, the United States, Singapore, and also on in New Zealand. Okay. So Simon Cowell must have made a lot of money after this. So, The X Factor was created by Sony Music A&R judge Simon Cowell as a replacement for Pop Idol. Cowell, who was the judge on Pop Idol, wished to launch a show to which he owned the television rights, and Pop Idol's first series was a massive success. And while the second series was also successful, the viewing figures of the finale dropped, some including Cowell's fellow Pop Idol judge Pete Waterman, considered Michelle McManus is an unworthy winner. And in 2004, ITV announced the new show to be created by Cowell with no involvement from Pop Idol creator Simon Fuller. The X Factor. The perceived similarities between the two shows became a subject of a legal dispute. The original judge panel consisted of Louis Walsh, Sharon Osbourne and Simon Cowell. And Brian Friedman replaced Walsh in Series 4, but saw Danny Minogue in join the PAL. However, Friedman later left and Walsh returned to as his replacement. And backs and forwards from all sorts of different people. But anyway, I won't really go into the specifics, but guys, I just want to show you the particular talent and how much it's really, in my view, gone off the wall. So... So, the winner of the first ever series of The X Factor was Steve Brookstein, who's gone completely into obscurity. The runner-up was G4, who had quite a bit of success in the mid-2000s. And an Irish chap called Tabby Callahan came third that year. He was quite cool, but he was a bit of a rocker type of guy. So that was alright anyway. But Steve Brookstein's single got to number one for Christmas, if I remember rightly, and it's called, and it's a cover of Against All Odds.
How can I just let you walk away, just let you leave without a trace, when I stand here taking every breath with you? Ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we shared the laughter and the pain and even shed the tears. You're the only one who really knew me at all. Take a look at me now. Well, there's just an empty space, and there's nothing left here to remind me, just the memory of your face. I'll take a look at me now. Well, there's just an empty space,
get a hold of yourself, man. Now, if in my personal opinion, that wasn't a great starter of the show at all. At all. I thought Steve was awful, to be perfectly honest. I remember being so upset about that. But the next guy, it was just incredible to me. And a very good looking chap too. It's not all about the looks, of course, but his winning song was so much better, and he was awesome. He came, and the winner is Shane Ward. The runner-up was Andy Abraham, who went on to represent the UK at the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest. Journey South came third, if you remember. But Shane Ward won in the 17th of December 2005 edition of The X Factor. So, let's hear his song. It's Shane Ward with It's My Goal.
Story, you know why I'm standing here tonight. Please don't go, don't be in a hurry. I'm here to make it clear, make it right. Well, I know I've acted foolish, but I promise you no more. I finally found that something worth reaching for. I'm not here to say I'm sorry, I'm not here to lie to you. I'm here to say I'm fading, that I finally thought it through. I'm not here to let your love go, I'm not giving up. Oh,
another Christmas number one there from Shane Ward. That's My Goal, X Factor winner of 2005. Now we go over to 2006 and probably one of the most well-known X Factor finals, where Leona Lewis, particularly a worldwide superstar, not so much now, she's sort of like falling off the tracks a little bit, but personally to me, she has certainly the best talent of everything there. Unbelievable. So Leona Lewis won the X Factor 2006 season. Ray Quinn came runner-up, and then Ben Mills came third. But Leona Lewis's winning song was a copy of the first ever American Idol winner from Kelly Clarkson, which was A Moment Like This. And here is her version, Leona Lewis, which again got to number one here in the United Kingdom, and I think it did in Ireland too. This is Leona Lewis with A Moment Like This. Leona Lewis, A Moment Like This. And we head over to 2007 now, version of the X Factor. And Leon Jackson won the X Factor that year, with Ridian Roberts coming second, and Portsmouth's very own Same Difference came third. Now, Leon Jackson as well has gone in complete obscurity. He was Scottish. He was born on the 30th of December 1988. And following his win, Jackson was the main star of his own web series entitled Leon's Life, which ran from 2007 until 2008. And Jackson's debut album, Right Now, finished the year in 75th best-selling album in the UK, and included his singles Don't Call This Love, Creative, and Stargazing. And Jackson's debut single, When You Believe, was a cover of the song by Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey, When You Believe. And it was composed by Stephen Schwartz. Sold over 400,000 copies. And it was the 92nd best-selling single of the 2000s in the UK. It was the third best-selling single of 2007. Jackson had the best-selling single from a British male artist in 2007, beating the likes of Mika, Take That, and Mark Ronson with the best-selling male category, and beaten by Leona Lewis's Bleeding Love and Rihanna's Umbrella to the number one and number two spots, respectively. So let's hear Leon Lewis's winning song for the X Factor in 2007. It is When You Believe.
Many nights we prayed with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts a hopeful song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains along before we knew we could. There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve. When you believe, somehow you will. You will when you believe. Easy to despair when all you hear is fear and lies. Easy just to run and hide, to frighten, to but if we dare to dare, don't wait for answers from the skies. Each of us can look inside and hear this song within. There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve. When you believe, somehow you will. You will when you believe. They don't always happen when you are.
Leon Jackson, When You Believe, the X Factor winner of 2007. I couldn't stand that man. I really couldn't. I hope you managed to get through that without skipping. Anyway, we'll move swiftly on to the next winner, who, to me, has a little bit more class. Yes. The winner of the X Factor Series 2008 was Alexandra Burke. She won with JLS, who went on to big success in the late 2000s, JLS came, runner-up. Owen Quigg came third that year, and in fourth place was Ruth Lorenzo, and she represented Spain in the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest. She did indeed. And Alexandra Burke has great talent. She has an amazing voice. She knows how to shimmy. She does indeed. And she's been quite successful recently. In 2014, she's been in the West End musical of The Bodyguard. Yeah. And then she's been touring all over across the UK. And on the 12th of February 2015, she came to Southampton and performed there while going around the country with The Bodyguard too. So she's done some fantastic songs before. She's certainly done well, and I think her musical talent certainly is pretty, pretty good. She had some fantastic song with called Broken Heels. The Silence is an amazing tune. But one of my favourites is actually Start Without You. It's a really quite cheesy dance number, but it has a lot of fun. So Alexandra's X Factor win in 2008, her song was Hallelujah. Yes, so this is Alexandra Burke with Hallelujah.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Goes like this, and fourth and fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her waving on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight all through you. She tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew.
Hallelujah by Alexandra Berg. Awesome, awesome stuff. And have you seen a theme with these, ladies and gents? It almost sounds the same, don't they, all of them? Yeah, I bet you've all been saying that for the last, what, 10 minutes or so. or 20 minutes, probably. But there's a reoccurring theme here that it's almost Christmas time. Yes, yeah. But, so there you go. So that's Alexandra Berg. Hallelujah. Now we go to the season of 2009. And 2009, one of the most successful series so far. Joe McElderry won in 2009. And Ollie Murs, who's internationally renowned now as a superstar, and one of the hosts now, The X Factor, came runner-up. And Stacey Solomon, Essex's own, Dagenham's Stacey Solomon, oh my god, came third. So Joe McElderry, pretty well known openly gay singer, and personally, oh, he's so hot. Sorry about that, but yes, it's not a bad singer. He's a little older. Is it Lord Joe McElderry? And his winning song of The X Factor got to number one in the UK. It didn't become Christmas number one straight away, though, sadly, because Bad World. Was it Bad World? Or Mad World, yes. Mad World back in 2009 got to number one before him. So he actually entered the charts at second and missed out on Christmas number one. But the following year, he did actually manage to peak at number one. It was the first time ever up till that date that the X Factor number one didn't get to be Christmas number one. They all got to Christmas number one. Steve Brookstein and everybody else too, but simply quite a shocking result it was. But at least Joe McElderry managed to at least get to number one eventually. So this is Joe McElderry's X Factor winning song, which was The Climb, and pretty famous from Hannah Montana. Yes, back in the day, Miley Cyrus. But this is Joe McElderry with The Climb, the X Factor winner for 2009.
I can almost see that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it a move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. Sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going. And I gotta be strong. Just keep pushing. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it a move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose.
Joe McElderry, The Climb, X Factor winner for 2009. We go over to 2010 now, and Matt Cardle won the X Factor in 2010, with Rebecca Ferguson coming second, and One Direction, yes, One Direction came third. Yes, they didn't win the X Factor. Yes. So Harry Styles, take that in your pipe and smoke it. Well, Matt Cardle, was born on the 15th of April 1983, is an English pop rock recording artist and songwriter. And Cardle was born in Southampton. Woo! Yes. And grew up in Halstead in Essex. Cardle has been involved in music scene since his early teens, and has been in a number of two different bands called Darwin and Seven Summers, with whom he experienced limited success. But Cardle rose to fame after winning the seventh series of The X Factor and receiving a £1 million recording contract with Syco Music, and later signed a deal with Columbia Records. All right, I thought they were all about chocolate down there in Colombia. Upon Cardle's victory on The X Factor, he recently released the winning song, which debuted single, When We Collide. The track made available purchase on the 12th of December 2010, shortly after the show ended, and on the 19th of December 2010, the track debuted at number one on the UK singles charts, and as well as the Irish singles charts. The track also became the second best-selling single in 2010, with 815 copies sold within 2 weeks. And in June 2012, he had sold more than 1 million copies of his fourth single by the X Factor contestant to have done so. Run For Your Life was the follow-up single released by Cardle, which entered the charts at number 6 on the UK singles chart. And Cardle went on to release his debut album, Letters, in 2011, which he debuted at number 2 on the UK album charts and on the Irish album charts. And the album saw two more singles released called Starlight and Amazing. Cardle then parted ways with records labels Syco and Columbia Records, and signing a recording contract with Whatso Recordings in early 2012. There you go. So he's not done too badly. His latest single actually was the lead single duet with Melanie C called Loving You, which was released on the 18th of August this year, and it reached the number 14 in the UK charts. Oh dear. But this, again, is a fantastic X Factor winning song. It's Matt Cardle with When We Collide.
You say I love you, boy. I know you lie. I trust you all the same. I don't know why. Is turned, my bruises shine.
Matt Cardle. There we go. Oh, awesome. When We Collide. Okay, we head over to 2011 and Little Mix won the X Factor series of 2011 with Marcus Collins coming second and Amelia Lilly coming third. I don't remember them. I think that's when I actually stopped watching. I think I did. Yes. And yeah, okay. Little Mix, must be honest, were the best of that series, if I remember rightly. Much, much better. I didn't remember watching hardly any of it, but I remember watching a few of the episodes and thinking, yeah, Little Mix are much, much better. And indeed they were. So, and their winning song wasn't too bad, could be better. And they've released better after this, certainly. So this is Little Mix with Cannonball.
There's still a little bit of your taste in my mouth. There's still a little bit of you laced with my doubt. It's still a little hard to say what's going on. There's still a little bit of your ghost, your witness. There's still a little bit of your face I haven't kissed. Step a little closer each day that I can say what's going on. Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to feel like a cannonball. There's still a little bit of your song in my ear. There's still a little bit of your words I long to hear. You step a little closer to me, so close I can see what's going on.
Little Mix, Cannonball. There you are. X Factor winners of 2011. Yes. And now we head into the dark eras. We really, really are. 2012, James Arthur won at the X Factor. In 2012, Jermaine Douglas, who I absolutely loved, I thought he had an amazing voice, came runner-up. Unbelievable. And Christopher Mahoney came third. And yes, James Arthur. Interesting man. Now, James Arthur was born on the 2nd of March 1988. British singer-songwriter who won the Night Theories of the X Factor 2012. His debut single, Impossible, was released through Syco Music. After the final, it debuted at number one in the UK singles charts in its first week of release, but it had gone to sell over 1.289 million copies in the UK and 2.5 million copies worldwide. He released a self-titled debut album in November of 2013 and it debuted and peaked at number two on the UK album charts. Just weeks after the release of his debut album, Arthur became embroiled in a homophobia controversy, which led to iTunes offering refunds on his album. After this, Arthur parted ways with Syco, and in 2015, he has signed a new deal with Columbia Records and will release his second album in 2016. Yes. So in November 2013, Arthur generated much controversy over his use of homophobic lyrics in a song. Directed at rapper Mickey Worthless, the lyrics included several slurs, including the term "you effing queer." Okay. This sparked outrage amongst the LGBT community, which led to Twitter spats with comedians Freddie Boyle and Matt Lucas and singer Lucy Spraggan. Now, Arthur immediately apologized for his comments and claimed that he was not homophobic. Following this, he announced that he would not be posting on Twitter anymore. Wise move. And his management taking control of his page. The backlash continued, however, with a Facebook campaign to see the upcoming appearance of The X Factor to be cancelled, and iTunes offered refunds for his album due to complaints from customers. After Arthur switched on the Christmas lights in Manchester on the 8th of November, Manchester City Council said that it would be that he would be replaced if the controversy had happened earlier. On the 22nd of November, Arthur's management announced that the singer would be cancelling all public engagements for 7 days due to exhaustion. Here we are. Singer Ollie Murs came to Arthur's defence, but later said that he was not defending the choice of lyrics. So I wasn't particularly happy on having to probably play this just because of where it is, but it is a song. And no doubting he does have talent, but for me, this is where X Factor started to go down. And there we go. So it's James Arthur with Impossible.
I remember years ago, someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did. And you were strong and I was not. My illusion, my mistake. I was careless, I forgot I did. And now, when all is done, there is nothing to say. You have gone, I'm so effortlessly. You have won, you can go ahead. Tell them all I know now. Shout it from the rooftops. Write it on the skyline. All we had is gone now. Tell them I was happy. And my heart is broken. All my scars are open. Tell them what I hoped would be impossible. Impossible, impossible, impossible. Falling out of love is high. Falling for betrayal is worse. Broken trust and broken hearts. I know when thinking all you need is there. Building faith on nothing words. Empty promises will wear.
All we had is gone now. So him when it comes to love. I did. Told him all I know now. Showed it from the rooftops. Waited on the skyline. All we had is gone now. Told him I was happy. How my heart is broken. Oh, oh, would it be impossible? Impossible.
Possible by James Arthur. Now we head over to 2013, and I think the X Factor sort of redeemed itself. Sam Bailey won the 2013 season of the X Factor. Nicholas McDonald came second, and Luke Friend, oh what a fantastic surname, came third. And so Sharon Osbourne actually won the winning she was the winning mentor for the first time, which, to be honest, is quite incredible, seeing as she's been in it God knows how many times, and she didn't sadly make it through to win, but she did this time. So Sam Bailey had relative success. She was born on the 29th of June 1977 as an English singer, well known for winning the 10th series of The X Factor. Following her win and her debut single, a cover of Demi Lovato's Skyscraper, which was released on the 15th of December 2013, achieving the Christmas number one. And on the 22nd of December 2013, she was the first X Factor winner in 3 years to gain the Christmas number one spot. Yes. So there you go. On the 24th of February 2014, Bailey supported Beyoncé in one of her dates in the UK leg of the Mrs. Carter Show World Tour, as well as performed at the X Factor Live Tour. Her debut album, The Power of Love, was released on March 2014 and debuted at number one in the UK album charts. The album was reissued in December 2014 as The Power of Love, The Gift Edition. The re-release featured new 5 tracks, including 3 Christmas tunes and a reworking of the original song, Treasure. In support of the album, Bailey went on to her first ever headline tour in January and February of 2015. Yes, she's a good old egg, old Sam Bailey. And this is her version of Skyscraper. Sam Bailey, the winner of the X Factor 2013.
Skies are crying, I am watching, catching teardrops in my head. Only silence as it's ending, like we never had a chance. Do you have to make me feel like there's nothing left of me? You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am, like I'm made of glass, like I'm made of paper. Don't wanna try to tear me down. I will be rising from the ground, like a skyscraper, like a skyscraper. As the smoke clears, I awaken and untangle you from me. Would it make you feel better to watch?
Take everything I have. You can break it. like I'm made of glass, like I'm made of paper.
Sam Bailey's Skyscraper. We head over to 2014 and Ben Haino won the X Factor. Fleur East came second and Andrea Fossettini came third. And Fleur East, we played a song of hers not long ago called Sax, if you remember. It's really funky and really good. Really good tune. And yes, the winning song was from, well, sung by Ben Haino, of course. And Ben Haino was born on the 6th of January 1985. He won the 11th series of the X Factor. It debuted at number one's UK singles charts, becoming 2014's Christmas number one, indeed. And he's done a duet with Secondhand Heart with Kelly Clarkson. Yes. And Ben Haino is originally from Croydon. Yes. So he's not too far away from me, I suppose. Ish. And it's the first time, really, I would say, that this is the first time that an X Factor winner was song was up-tempo. Not bad either. Ben Haino with Something I Need.
I had a dream the other night about how we only get one life. Woke me up right after two, stayed awake and stared at you so I wouldn't lose my mind. And I had the week that came from hell. And yes, I know that you can tell, but you're like the net under the ledge. When I go flying off the edge, you go flying off as well. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with
you. Got something I need. In this world full of people, there's one love in me. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with you. You got something I need. In this world full of people, there's one love in me. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with you.
Last night I think I drank too much. Call it a temporary crutch. With broken words I tried to say, honey, don't you be afraid. If we've got nothing, we've got us. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with
you. Got something I need. In this world full of people, there's one love in me. Something I need. In this world full of people, there's one love in me. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with you, yeah.
You got something I need. In this world full of people, there's one love in me.
go, Ben Hainhouse, Something I Need. And finally, we get to this year's X Factor winner. It's Louisa Johnson. Yes, and I bet hardly any of you have even heard of her. Second place was Reggie and Bolly. What? And somebody called third is somebody who was third was called Chi Chesterman. Oh, dearie me. Never get it. Anyways, so we're going to hear the winning song, which is from Louisa Johnson. Okay. She was born in January of 1998. Oh my dear God. I feel far too old. And yes. I mean, the funny thing about it here, I'm just having a look on Wikipedia. Her single... Oh, it is called Forever Young. Yes. Sorry, my bad. But I was about to say, on her main page, you can't actually see what the winning song's called. And that's how I've been using it to find out. But yes. So she was born in Thurrock in Essex. Yes, she was born in the same place as my mother was. Yeah, she was. She is the winner of the 12th series of The X Factor. She became the program's youngest ever winner. Her debut solo album is planned for release on the 26th of February 2016. And currently, at the moment, it is still at number 9 here in the UK, 12th in Ireland, and randomly in the Scottish single and album charts, which they got their own, randomly, it's second. So, say no more. Anyway, so let's listen to her single, Louisa Johnson. This is Forever Young, her take on Forever Young.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and that others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. And may you stay forever young. And may you stay forever young. May you grow up to be righteous. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you stay forever young.
Louisa Johnson, Forever Young. Well, it isn't that bad, to be honest. It's not bad at all, but yeah, doesn't really deserve to be X Factor winner in my point of view. But to be honest with you guys, I have been having a fantastic time every Saturday night watching this. Oh, wasn't that awesome? Strictly Come Dancing theme tune from the BBC. Oh, I pay my license fee for that. Yes, I do. And great stuff. Congratulations to Aliona and Jay for winning the Strictly Come Dancing 2015. Yay! Awesome stuff. They did some. They were very consistent all the way throughout the series. Blown me away. And everybody else too, hence why they won. But personally, I loved Katie and Anton. I love them, but sadly they didn't make it through to, well, they made it to the final, but they came, third, I suppose. So, yeah, so it's things you have to do. You got to love a bit of TV to get you sort of like involved in it, and obviously you're psyched up for it, indeed. So anyways, we're going to listen to a bit more of an up-tempo song. And then we'll catch up with everything that's been happening recently here on the Tuts Experience.
Let me say yeah!
No limits, we'll reach for the sky. is it loud, cause there's much crowd. Microphone check as I choose my route. I'm playing on the road, I've got no fear. The sound from my mouth is a rap you hear. No valley too deep, no mountain too high. Reach the top, touch the sky. You try to diss me cause I sell out. I'm making techno and I am proud.
Awesome, Too Unlimited with No No Limit. Ah, one of the greatest tunes ever to have come to a dance, well, to my ears. The greatest tunes of the 1990s and certainly of 1993. Yeah. So I'm going to give you some background anyway of Too Unlimited. And Too Unlimited is a dance project founded in 1991 by Belgian producers Jean-Paul de Costa and Philip Wilde, and fronted by Dutch rapper Ray Slingard and Dutch vocalist Anita Doff. During 5 years of enormous worldwide popularity, the act scored 16 chart hits, including, get ready for this, Twilight Zone, Low Limited, No Limit, and The Tribal Dance. And during their career, they've sold 18 million records worldwide. Unbelievable. They enjoyed less mainstream recognition in the United States. Many of their songs have been popular themes at US sporting events, particularly in the NHL. Random. Would you ever have thought? Yes. Random. Now, Too Unlimited's lead single, No Limit, from the act's second album, was released in January 1993. And the repetitive nature of the song helped it become the most successful single ever. By far the best remembered by the general public even now. The single topped the charts in Austria, Belgium, Finland, France, Ireland, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland and the United Kingdom. In Germany the single was certified platinum for sales of 550 units, and the track received modest airplay in North American radio stations, reaching the top 25 in the US dance charts. And by 1996, the worldwide sale of the single No Limit had reached 2.3 million units. Unbelievable. So, yes, I had to share that with you. But guys, I want to talk to you particularly about NXT TakeOver London. Now, this was incredible. I went and visited the Wembley Arena, the SSC Wembley Arena, for the NXT TakeOver London event, which was simply just incredible. It took place, obviously, on the 16th of December 2015, and it was taking place here at the Wembley Arena, showcasing the NXT brand, of course. Now, it had an attendance of 10,079, and literally the X Factor final was only just a few days before this, which was quite funny. but all of the songs were given a real decent amount of time, 14.49, 15 minutes, just over 10 minutes, 13 minutes and 19 minutes, so some fantastic tunes. The feedback was fantastic. There was lots of great chants going on during the whole night, and simply just awesome. And I'm going to share the 16 best crowd chants from WWE NXT TakeOver London from the guys at whatculture.com. And I completely agree with everything that they've put here. 16, Jordan. Yes, a popular chant that was infiltrated by football matches, nightclubs, and even in late late night public transport across the UK, an inventive remix of the UK number one hit from Two Unlimited, No No Limits, yes. So they were going, Jordan, 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 Jordan. And then all of a sudden they would go, Gable, Gable, Gable. So yes, that's how it went. 15th was Save the Gable. Save the Gable. Yes, it was hilarious. Like the New Day's Save the Table. The other one was We Miss Gable, which was quite odd as well, but I can't remember how that went goes. I think it was We Miss Gable. We Miss Gable. So that was quite funny. Also, 13, You're a Hipster. You're a Hipster. And that was for Elias Sampson when he went down the ring to face Bull Dempsey, which you'll find on this coming episode of NXT. And then 10 for Ty Dillinger, of course. Had to be done. Top Knot Wanker. Now, I don't know if I heard this, but yes, apparently that happened. The W word. The Who Are You chance towards Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson. So that was absolutely hilarious. Who are you? Who are you? Next one was like the tune of Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, which was Which One's Dawson? Which One's Dash? Which One's Dawson? Which One's Dash? So again, hilarious. The next one is Are You Dawson? Are You Dawson? Are You Dawson in Disguise? Are You Dawson in Disguise? There you go. Oh, Enzo, we love you. We love you, Enzo. We do. We love you, Enzo. We do. Yeah, and so on. 6. Na, 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 na. Big Cass. And the tune by Hey Jude by The Beatles. Fantastic. Cruise, there it is. I don't remember that one. Much less of a British tune here, but it doesn't make any less entertaining. The opening stages of Apollo Crews' match with Baron Corbin, the triple tag teams of the early 90s. Whoomp, there it is. Whoomp, there it is. Whoomp, there it is. Sounded around the arena for Whoomp. Crews, there it is. Crews, there it is. Never even heard that one. Corbin is a W word, yeah. So you probably all heard that. Third, Your SH beep beep, and You Know You Are, at the tune of Go West by the Pet Shop Boys. Number two, Stand Up If You Love Bailey, Stand Up If You Love Bailey, which is awesome. And number one is Hey, Hey Bailey, ooh, ah, I wanna know if you be my girl. And if some of you Americans don't know what that tune comes from, this is where it comes from. It's from DJ Otzi with Hey Hey Baby.
Okay, señoritas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, mighty diamond and dad and Hey Baby from the 17. Okay, put your hands up in the air, be hanging in the air, on everybody sing now.
you go. Hey, Hey, Baby by DJ Otzi. And yes, just NXT TakeOver London was awesome. Just to recap the matches and the winners, Asuka defeated Emma with Dana Brooke at ringside. Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson as champions have defeated Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy with Carmella at ringside to retain the NXT Tag Team Championship. Baron Corbin defeated Apollo Crews in a singles match. Bayley retained the WWE Women's title. Sorry about that. NXT Women's Championship. Sorry. Oh my god. Defeating Nia Jax via submission. And Finn Balor successfully defended the NXT Championship against Samoa Joe. Amazing, amazing stuff. So, ones that we could be very, very proud of there. And, there's nothing else I can really mention to it. Every single match was absolutely awesome and gave each match a great amount of time. Yes, indeed. So, anyways, guys, personally, thing to me, I'm not doing too bad. I'm having a few medical issues where I'm having quite a tight chest, so I'm getting this checked out. Plus, my sinuses are absolutely terrible, guys. They are so bad. They're always blocked up, and they have been for about 6 months now. And you might be able to tell in my speaking, you know, how it's been playing. But because of the weather has been incredibly warm right across the UK, the bugs are still hanging about, and it's just really playing havoc with me. So I had to go to the doctors. I'm taking some various things, and yeah, I'm not a very well guy. But I'm going to be tested for possible asthma as well and possible diabetes and stuff. And I'm going through a bit of a rough, nervous time about it. So I've been feeling a little bit down about it. But honestly, Rob and my family and all of my friends have been very, very supportive. So I thank each and every one of you for all of your kind words recently. It means absolute world to me. It really, really does. And yeah, there's other elements in my life which I'm starting to feel a bit down about too, but basically fairly things at work, to be honest. But I'm gonna try and not let it get to me too much, to be perfectly honest. I'm getting a lot of support anyway from my friends and family, so it really does mean a lot to me, like I've said before. So yes, I'm okay, but I'm looking forward to Christmas. I'm looking forward to some time off, and I'm looking forward to spending it with friends and family, as you do. And I cannot wait for that. Cannot wait at all. So I just hope the rest of you guys are all well too. I hope you have a very safe Christmas, and certainly a happy new year to you all. Hopefully I'll speak to you before the new year. I'm going to play you out with a Christmas song. And one of my favourite Christmas songs. Actually, it is my favourite Christmas song. And yes, Christmas twice there. And I know that all of you are going to enjoy it. So if you want to keep in contact with the show, then please do tweet me at Kiwi Tuts personally. But for the podcast, at Tuts Experience. And also, you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheTutsExperience. Okay. And yes, if you want to get in contact with me and feature on the show, then you can. You can email me tutsexperience, T-U-T-T-S experience at hotmail.com. Okay? I've had a couple of people asking to come on the show, but I want to make sure you're legit, basically. So please do send me an email. Give me all the details, why you want to come on, and etc. And I really appreciate it. I don't want you to just take in the mickey. All right? Kieran's no pushover. Yes, you got that right, lads. Otherwise, they come and push you over with something else, with my big stick. So, this is me, Kieran Tuttier, saying cheerio, arrivederci, see you soon. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Have you been a good little boy? Have you been a good little girl? Ho, 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 ho.
Once upon a Christmas song, everybody sang along. You'd see the joy on every face, and the world it seemed a happier place. These songs brought us together. Good time. promise forever. Now I know what they mean, and what they've given to me, I'd have never believed that we'd be singing them over and over and over again. Every December they get in our heads, turn them up, play them loud. Every Christmas should be the same, singing them over and over and over and over again. They say they're good for the soul, but someone tell me I don't know why no one seems to write them no more. So the only way to settle the score is to all make way for a new one that keeps the heart of the old one with a little bit of festive cheer. And you'll know when Christmas is near, when this record appears. Once a year you'll be singing this over and over and over again. Every December you'll hear it and say, turn it up, play it loud. Every Christmas should be the same, singing it over and over and over and over again. It's getting in your head, it's getting in your head. And if you're not singing it all night, you'll be telling a lie.
Today they're lining the streets, people of all ages overcome with festive joy. It seems Britain has found its Xmas factor once again, and the lady responsible for this Christmas magic, Charity McQueen!